As well, speaking of sequencing and things like that, earlier in the programme, we heard from Mark Thomas, who's looking at human evolution and cultural evolution. And there's a nice story I noticed about cows. What's going on here?
I really like this. So it was looking at DNA from ancient cow ancestor fossils from Iran, in fact. And that was quite an interesting bit because they've taken these bones from a very hot desert environment and still somehow managed to get DNA out of them they can use to figure out what the DNA sequences were back in those ancestors of cattle. And this kind of made me think, oh, you know, it's like Jurassic Park, you know, we can recreate prehistoric cows. I got very excited. They're not quite there yet, obviously, but it's interesting to see how you've got this very small population of cattle that were initially domesticated, and that's given rise to all the kinds of cows we have today. So that's quite cool.
I thought it was cool. And as well, the point that they make in the story, I saw that these were aurochs, big ox things. Now, even when you start domesticating things like that, it's going to be tricky. So I think it's probably, you know, a number of years before they really got them domesticated. So the early life of a cattle herder.
Yeah, it might have been quite scary.
And then finally, a nice little story about sunflowers. Are you an art fan?
Yeah, I kind of saw this and thought, I don't get the point of this, but it's good fun because they've looked at sunflowers in Van Gogh's very famous painting, figured out that there's a funny little mutation going on in some of the flowers in the picture, and then they've gone to find out exactly what causes that mutation, and they've looked at the genes behind it.
I do think it's interesting with plants because people do breed them to have all sorts of characteristics that maybe not that useful, but certainly pretty.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's kind of something that you might think that looks cool on the plant, and it's quite interesting to find out what's going on in the genes.
Thanks, Nell. And now here's a quick roundup of some of the other genetics news this month.